Support for this KQED podcast comes from ACT, presenting Let There Be Love, a moving and comic drama about how an aging father and equally headstrong daughter find one another. Opens April 8th at the Geary Theater, act-sf.org.
Good morning. I'm Queenie Kim, and this is the California Report. Today, we're going to find out whether the vaccination bill in Sacramento is going to live or die. The bill requires most children to be vaccinated when they enroll in public or private schools, and it was supposed to be voted on last week in committee, but it got so much pushback, they decided to postpone the vote until today. KQED's health editor, Lisa Alaferes, takes it from there.
SB 277 ran into trouble before the Senate Education Committee. Members worried that it would bar children from getting an education. Under the bill, vaccination would be required for all children who attend public and private school, except children with a medical exemption. Senator Richard Pan co-wrote the bill. He is making changes that would allow families who opt out of vaccines to group together in homeschools or allow homeschooling students to pursue independent study with a public school.
We want to assure that every child has access to an education, and that's what we're doing with these amendments.
Pan said he also wants to ensure that children who cannot be vaccinated for medical reasons are safe from communicable diseases because the vaccination rates in their classrooms are high.
And those children deserve protection as well.
While the overwhelming majority of California parents vaccinate their children, hundreds of parents opposed to the bill have flooded hearings at the Capitol over the last 2 weeks. For the California Report, I'm Lisa Alaferes.
Households that use the least amount of electricity will have to pay more for it if a proposal by the Public Utility Commission goes through. State utilities use a tiered rate structure where big electricity users pay more for it. During the blackouts of the early 2000s, it expanded those tiers and froze rates for low-use customers to promote conservation. But yesterday, regulators proposed doing away with some of those tiers, and the upshot is rates for low-use consumers will be more in line with high-use customers. Critics who oppose the proposal say it'll hurt conservation efforts. So, you all know we have to cut down on water. If it's yellow, let it mellow. And here's another one we've been hearing a lot lately. Brown is the new green. In other words, stop watering your lawns. But what if doing this is against the law in your city? The California Report's Central Valley Bureau Chief, Sasha Coca, explains.
Tim Atkinson is taking a pickaxe to his lawn, hacking away at a stubborn root.
Wow, that's a toughie, huh?
He's taking out some grass and putting in a rock planter.
And then inside we're going to put what they call blue rock. It'll be decorative. It'll look good.
Problem is, Atkinson lives in the Kings County city of Hanford, and under current city code, what he's doing is illegal.
The current code requires that you plant your front yard in primarily living materials, which include turf, shrubbery, and trees.
Darlene Mata oversees code enforcement for the city of Hanford, population 56,000. She and city manager Daryl Pyle drive me through town and stop in front of a house where the homeowners have clearly decided to turn off the sprinklers.
The way the ordinance is currently written, this lawn would be deemed to be unmaintained, but he's not using any water to irrigate it, so right now we're looking at, you know, what is the lesser of two evils.
Mata points at a neighboring house with a rock garden like the one Tim Atkinson wants to put in.
They run the risk of having to pull it out if they did it, quote, illegally, although we would encourage anything that would conserve water at this point.
Yeah, so you guys are kind of in a bind because...
We are.
So when our code's no longer logical, that's the predicament we're in.
So the city stopped issuing $500 a day citations for code violators. Instead, they're working on changing their ordinance. Hanford's anticipating a state mandate to cut water use by 32% or face penalties. In the meantime, Tim Atkinson's hoping they'll look the other way with his rock garden.
In this bush here, I just dumped the whole thing right in there.
After all, he and his wife are conscientious citizens who collect water while they're waiting for the kitchen sink and shower to heat up and use it to hand water their plants. According to his calculations, they've reduced their personal water consumption nearly 40% over the last 2 years.
Back when water was $2 a month, use all you want, ordinances of grass and no rock was probably made sense for beauty. But it doesn't make any sense today, does it?
Nobody knows just how many California cities will have to change their local ordinances under the new drought mandate. A bill passed nearly a decade ago required cities to adopt water-efficient landscape rules by 2010. But when asked to send their plans to the state, more than 150 cities didn't even respond. Just down the road from Hanford in the town of Corcoran, farm workers come to pay their water bill at City Hall, often in cash. In the lobby, framed yellowed newspapers tell the history of this cotton town, built on top of what was once the largest freshwater lake in the West. One headline reads, "Farmers fear floods."
Yeah, we're used to having water come in abundance and sometimes having too much water.
That's Corcoran City Manager Kindon Meek.
In fact, most of the western portion of the city is set up in the 100-year floodplain.
Until this month, homeowners here have pretty much been able to water whenever they want it. City parks and schools in Corcoran are still exempt from all watering restrictions, but residents are now limited to 3 days a week. The city can't cut back watering days any farther under city code.
It's very archaic. It's very much set up on the idea that there's going to be abundant water.
Now the State Water Board says Corcoran will likely need to cut water use by 36%. So Meek and the City Council are scrambling to change the code before state-imposed drought rules kick in this summer. But then he's got to find money to help with local enforcement. Right now, four people staff the water department. They're mostly focused on water treatment and delivery, not knocking on doors to catch water wasters. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Kings County.
And that's the California Report for Wednesday, April 22nd, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Queen Akin. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from Barracuda Networks, innovators of network security and data protection solutions designed to thwart cyber threats and data loss for businesses of all sizes. Learn more at barracuda.com/KQED. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.